Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick here with a very brief episode on Justin Tucker's release. I'm sorry this has to be this way, but we have to go over this. It's news. The statement released from Eric DaCosta earlier today: sometimes football decisions are incredibly difficult, and this one is one of those instances. Considering our current roster, we have made the tough decision to release Justin Tucker. Justin created many significant and unforgettable moments in Ravens history. His reliability, focus, drive, resilience, and extraordinary talent made him one of the league's best kickers for over a decade. We are grateful for Justin's many contributions while playing for the Ravens. We sincerely wish him and his family the very best in this next chapter of their lives. So, just read as is, I understand some people have some trouble with the way this is written. I want to just address that briefly. I don't think there's another way to write this. And if you do, it would be, we'd be looking for the clues that you do in a business email saying someone is gone. And there are a few of those that I want to go over this because they actually relate to the Tucker situation. Now, Tucker, for whatever you think of how deserving he is of getting released here, where in the process they are with an investigation, how is, you know, play on the field has dropped off, which certainly has been true in the last few years. Whatever you think of whether or not this should have occurred right now or after the NFL investigation was complete or whatnot, it happened for multiple reasons. And I think the way that this is communicated is pretty much the only way you'd ever see it done in a business situation. And that includes business situations where there's all sorts of lurid behavior going off, people being fired for having sex in the office, for having, you know, extramarital affairs, for all kinds of doing all kinds of disgusting sexual harassment things that might occur at work. It would still come with language that would be in one of two ways. It would be either extremely terse, that it could just say the Ravens have released Justin Tucker as of, you know, today kind of thing. That's inappropriate for a player who's been with a team as long as Tucker has. He deserves at least to have his work experience noted, his situation not be delved into in any greater detail within this thing, within this statement. And I think how the Ravens did it is exactly appropriate. I would never expect them to do it differently. The NFL investigation, in fact, is not complete. I don't think that matters from the Ravens' perspective. The Ravens probably conducted their own investigation. They have a sense of what's going on. They also are in a position where they did not want to make it difficult for Justin Loop to compete for the job with Tucker at the same, with both kickers in the building at the same time. They'd be competing for resources like Randy Brown's time. That would not be a great idea. And just going back to the language of the thing, it's very appropriate to just basically talk about any long-term employee who's fired in these sorts of terms. When I've seen this, and I've read a couple of hundred different memos of people getting fired for various reasons. Sometimes it's a clean layoff, and they'll have lots of information that goes with this about the person's career. If sometimes, you know, it's a person who's been there a long time, and you know, their position may be eliminated, or they may leave under other circumstances that aren't as as friendly. They may have been in an argument with the boss. They may have not seen eye to eye on something. Even under those circumstances, it usually says something positive about the person's past contributions. The two clues I look for when I see there's a firing where they want nothing to do with the person and they just want to, basically, they want to do him no favors on the way out. And that is, they say a single line that says so-and-so is no longer with the company. And they'll often tag that with has left to pursue other activities. That's code for does not have another job in the workplace. If the person is leaving for another job, you say that. You indicate, it's a clear indication the person was not fired and they move on and you wish them the best and you truly do wish them the best, generally speaking, in their new job. A Tucker is a long time a Raven. He's headed for the Ravens Hall of Fame. Whether folks like it or not, I don't think there's any doubt he'll be back and there in a few years when things have cleared up a little bit. The Ray Rice has already been back on the field as the Raven of the game or whatever it's been. He's not a Ravens Hall of Famer and maybe he never will be. But Tucker, on the other hand, there's no doubt about it. I don't think the Ravens would be or Baltimore fans really want to see this obstruct Justin Tucker's path to the Hall of Fame. I'm sure I don't speak for everybody in that regard, by the way. And if you are, I respect the opinion. I saw Mina Kimes said some things about she thought that was fawning over Tucker in terms of the tone of this. I see this as normal boilerplate language. And Tucker, as a longtime employee, has earned that. There will be other things said, probably by the organization as well, when the NFL investigation comes back. I probably will say, we don't condone the behavior, blah, blah, blah. This is just a simple release when the investigation is not yet complete. By the way, another clue I always look for, and this would happen occasionally, is if you see the time on an email is in the middle of the night or something, it often relates to some sort of a fight in management that could create problems. And oftentimes, those are extremely poorly written. So I can remember one instance where the president of our company wanted to get rid of somebody, absolutely. And they did not want the decision reversed. So they put the email out in the middle of the night. And there's a typographical error in it, at least. And it was very true.
If you're looking for a better way to unwind, focus, or even get a good night's sleep, listen up. Let me tell you about Mood, the online cannabis company that's changing the game when it comes to functional gummies. They've crafted a whole line of federally legal THC blends designed to help with everything from stress to sleep, to mental clarity, and even some spicier needs if you're into that. Now, what makes Mood different? They go beyond just THC. They pair it with herbs and adaptogens to create targeted effects that you won't find in any other dispensary. And every gummy is made with pesticide-free, small-farm American cannabis, so you're getting quality that you can trust. I've tried their sleep gummies, and let me tell you about takes about 15 minutes and I'm out cold, no grogginess, no weird side effects, getting some of the best sleep I've gotten in my life when I take one of these gummies. And if you need a mood boost, there are Epic Euphoria gummies, game changers. And right now, Mood is giving listeners 20% off their first order by using the promo code RAVENS at checkout. So head on over to mood.com, find the perfect gummy for whatever life throws your way, and don't forget to use the promo code RAVENS to save 20%.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
First, in terms of its nature, and that's the nature of two executives who didn't get along, and one really wanted to get rid of the other. This doesn't have any of the trappings of this. This is just wishing Justin Tucker well. Now, a couple other things about this from the Ravens' perspective are different. It's a post-June 1 release is still an option for Tucker. Now, Tucker, there will be a salary cap hit from his release, but they can push some of it into 2026 by declaring this as a post-June 1 release. And that's only possible because the Ravens have been really working on the edges of the roster to make sure that they could still release him prior to June 1st and designate this as a post-June 1 release. You're allowed two such players per year. Now, in order to do that, Michael Pierce, who retired earlier, had to agree to leave after June and be a June 1st release, or maybe defer his retirement. I'm not sure exactly what the methodology or the machination is for that, but he ends up being a post June 1 player, even though he doesn't have to be designated that way. The same thing is true of Marcus Williams. So a nice kind of parting gift of on the enormous amount of money paid to Marcus Williams is that they at least got him out of here on a timing that worked for the Ravens a little better in terms of deferring some additional cap. So those things both worked out in the Ravens' favor, and obviously the Ravens, like no other franchise in terms of watching that very carefully. Now, looking forward, Loop is in, the sixth round pick, very big leg. Watching him at practice the first day, you really get a sense of just how high and far he can kick the ball. The few things standing right on the uprights for some of his practice kicks that I noticed were, one is they're extremely high. One I couldn't even tell because it went over the upright. You rarely see that. Tucker had a famous kick very early in his career, a game winner against the Patriots in his rookie year, where it went over the upright, and Belichick tried to tackle the referee on the way out of the field, basically on their way off the field to try and talk to him. But very rarely do you really see kickers do that anymore because the goalposts are so high. But I think one of the things that Loop is going to bring to the table is not going to have as many kicks blocked, particularly if they're, you know, in the 30 to 40 yards range, because his natural tendency is to kick a high ball that's mostly end over end. Now, was one of the things when Tucker was really kicking well, you notice extreme end over end action to the football. In fact, he could kick it right straight down the middle a lot of the time because you see it has this very natural rotation. It's not overly fast. It's not slow. And it's you know, it's just right, and it's just a 12-6 rotation. Loop had a little bit different rotation to the football. It's a slightly it's more like 12-15 to 6-15 kind of rotation to the football, which has some natural drift from right to left as you are viewing it from the kicker's perspective. So a little bit of that. So maybe from his perspective, it's really 11:45 to 5:45, but you get the idea. It's not quite end over end how the football travels, which means he's got a little bit of hook that's kind of natural in what he does. Now, I think that's true always. The harder you kick the ball, the more you have to be careful about rotation of the football, and the harder it is to get it just right. And that'd be true of swinging a golf club, for example. And, you know, the harder you swing, the more likely you are to get either hook or slice based on, you know, just how you hit the ball, how you dress it and whatnot. But I think it's true of kickers as well in terms of having that. In the last few years, it's looked like, the last three, in fact, it's looked like Tucker has had to try to do more to kick the ball hard, and he's hooking the ball left a lot. We thought it might have been the holder. But I think, you know, looking at it and seeing, you know, basically how Tyler Loop is kicking the ball, I think it's more likely this was all on Tucker. That's certainly what the Ravens have been going with the whole time and saying, you know, he needs to make some kicks. He needs to straighten it out. Once you get that natural end over end rotation, you can then account for other things like weather and whatnot to try and you know, aim the ball slightly off center if that's appropriate for the conditions. But you need to be able to kick the straight ball in order to get to that point. Anyway, I don't think there's any reason for alarm with what the Ravens have done here. I think it's what is done normally in a business situation. Pretty much any time anybody's fired. Including for a lot of reasons that would be, you know, less than ideal. So the Ravens are a class organization. They're dealing with one of their longtime players in the most sensitive the way they probably can. I don't think it could have been any more nice, you know, given the circumstances. I think, you know, what it is. I don't think they had to say it was directly related to play on the field, and they didn't. So, you know, they left it open as to whether this was a case of, you know, a guy who's had 3 years of consecutive decline in terms of his field goals and extra points above expectation. So great player, long time, be a Ravens Ring of Honor member at some point. He'll be a National Football League Hall of Fame member at some point, I'm sure. This is an unfortunate set of circumstances, obviously, that he's leaving under, but I think that the other practical concern was they want to get Tyler Loop started and off and getting all the proper attention from both Randy Brown and probably the holding of Jordan Stout and making sure that all of that is not a distraction within the building. They still do have another kicker they brought in on a tryout basis. But I think I'd be shocked at this point if Tyler Loop was not the kicker come opening day. And I think almost we're down to whatever residual chance of injury there is that would not occur. Anyway, difficult day for Ravens fans, but I thought this deserved at least a brief episode. And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Ready to roll into savings? Visit Dave Gill Chevrolet at 4700 East Broad Street in Columbus, your hometown Chevy experts. Right now, take advantage of tariff-busting deals on some of our most popular models. Experience the bold new 2025 Silverado 1500 with its powerful V8 engine and cutting-edge tech. Or discover the all-electric 2025 Chevy Equinox EV for an eco-friendly commute without compromising style or range. Looking for value? Browse our extensive inventory of certified pre-owned vehicles. From sporty coupes to family-friendly SUVs, each rigorously inspected for your peace of mind. Cruise over to Dave Gill Chevrolet or visit us online today at DaveGillChevy.com and drive home happy.